Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. Today's Monday. That means we have a Digging Deeper coming right up. We got clips from Higher Learning, which we're going to lead the show off with. You're going to love that clip because it's talking about Chris Harrison's new podcast. And that's, of course, Rachel Lindsay talking about Chris Harrison's new podcast with Van Lathan. We got clips from Almost Famous with guest Aaron Clancy. We got clips from Those Vile Files. We got clips from Yeah, But Who Cares? That is Bree Spring's podcast with Sasana Allen. They're talking to Serena. We have a lot here. to get through. There's a lot of tea that gets spilled. Serena maybe crossing sides into the tea side of the sauce wars in some of these clips. You can be the judge of that if you like. And of course, we have Vial delivering everything that we know he delivers.
A cross-party relationship.
Look, you know, we've discussed on this very podcast if Grocery is truly a sauce player or a tea player. I know he's literally selling actual literal sauce, but every once in a while...
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
I mean, that's where the term sauce wars comes from. But every once in a while, he does let some tea slip through the sauce. So I don't know. But he's on an official Bachelor Nation podcast. I don't know. We'll get to it.
This is our last podcast of 2022.
Yeah, it is. This is the last time we're going to record in this year. So we hope everybody else out there is also having a good holiday season, getting ready for that new year, getting ready for Bachelor Season 27, which,
most importantly,
if I have anything to do with it, is going to be a very interesting season. And let me just say, I had a little something to do with it. So we hope that you'll tune into that.
This is the first season where Clues has trained every single player.
I'm not saying that, but it certainly is a season that has some trained players in it. I think I'm safe in saying that. And for me now, the watch back is, it's getting to be, I think, and we're going to talk about that. Serena talks about the watch back with Bree Springs, what that experience is like. But for me, the experience is getting closer and closer, probably as close as it ever can be to being a player, because now I get to watch how it's cut. I get to see the edit, and it's in the same way that players like know what they did in the game. And then when you see the edit and it's like, none of the shit you did is in the fucking edit.
Yeah, but how does it translate?
Exactly. And so now I'm getting to have that experience to some degree, and I absolutely love it. And I can't wait to see 27 and how it's all put together. But today we are here to dig through all of these clips from the past 2 weeks of Bachelor Nation podcast. This is the most important stuff, the stuff you need to have heard. And we are proud to present it. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, first up, we got a clip from Higher Learning on December 20th, 2022. Higher Learning is, of course, Van Lathan and Rachel Lindsay's podcast. In this clip, Lindsay and Lathan react to Chris Harrison's new teaser for his forthcoming podcast called The Most Dramatic Podcast Ever. That podcast is launching on January 9th. And of course, we know Rachel Lindsay is, I mean, one of the last people to talk to Chris Harrison in a public format, in the infamous interview that she did with him for Extra that got him fired. I mean, I don't know if that's what got him fired or if it was his bad apology the next day or the next couple of days later on Good Morning America to Michael Strahan. I'm not sure. But this was a part of it. This is what kicked it all off.
Yeah. He got himself fired, not Rachel Lindsay. I think that needs to be made crystal clear.
Of course. Of course. I didn't mean to insinuate that she got him fired. Yes. His own actions.
But yeah, they're inextricably linked because of this interview. And now everyone always wants to know her reaction to, I think, any major thing he does in his life going forward. I'm really excited for this clip.
Yeah, when he gets married. What did you think of his marriage? We will see. Yeah, later on in his life when he's like going in to get routine medical things. Did you hear Chris Harrison had a checkup? What do you think about that? But she is linked to him forever. And we are now going to see what she has to say about this teaser. Here we go.
Have you been asked to be on this podcast? This is Chris Harrison's Most Dramatic Podcast Ever. And secondly, if you were asked to be on this podcast with Chris Harrison, would you do it?
I was not asked, and I would not be on it.
You would not do the podcast with Chris Harrison.
Mm-mm.
If Chris Harrison wanted to have a conversation with you on the podcast,
mm-mm,
you would not do it.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because it's been almost 2 years since that happened. And the last time that you had any communication with me was after I said we should just accept his apology after he was on Good Morning America and move on. And then you text me and said, thanks for what? Because Michael Strahan was like, I don't think the apology was sincere. So, like, you know, people turned on Chris again or went harder on him. And I said what I said. And he wrote me and said, you know, I think we should just, you know, I appreciate what you had to say. We should go have dinner. So that was over a month after the initial thing happened. So you never reached out to me in between when I was going through all of what I was on social media, but you know you're in the media telling everybody I'm your friend. So you reach out to me when I say something that is in your favor. It's the first time you reach out. I have not talked to him since. That was March 2020. So now you would reach out to me to come be a part of your podcast? That you want to have a conversation with me on the mic in public for clicks? That's what it would be for. It would be for because everybody would listen. A sit down. No, I'm not going to give you that. And if it was genuine, you would already hit me up. You've unfollowed me on social media at this point. You've cleared your social, moved on, new chapter. When you moved on from that new chapter, I was not a part of it. I think that when he does this podcast, I would imagine he signs some sort of NDA, right? So I think that this will just be him for the first time saying how he felt with it all, the aftermath, losing that job, how it's affected him.
You don't think your name comes up anywhere in this situation?
No, I think he'll refer to it as the interview when that happened.
Okay.
I do. I don't think he wants to touch that because then it's going to, you know, elicit a response from me.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, it goes back and forth because mm-hmm. if he comments on me with any sort of, it's one thing if he's like, you know, I haven't talked to Rachel. Okay, well, then there's nothing to talk about. But if there's some sort of comment, believe it, we're going to talk about it here on Higher Learning. Now, if he wants to come to Higher Learning and have a conversation.
So if
you've invited him multiple times.
I would love, I'm just putting this out there again. Chris Harrison, that's his name? Chris Harrison.
You called him Soup Kitchen for so long, you don't know. Name,
Soup Kitchen. Chris Harrison, come on the podcast, please. I'm being completely sincere. Which camera is it, Donnie? This one? I'm being totally sincere, Chris Harrison. This is a real olive branch with Greek olives on it. The good kind of olives. Come on the podcast. It's only Rachel. What could go wrong in a conversation between you and Rachel, Chris? What could possibly go wrong? Come on the podcast.
That's what got us here.
Come on the podcast.
Yeah.
It is so good to hear Van Luthen and Rachel Lindsay again. I love them.
I agree. Van Luthen's hilarious. But what I really got from this clip is like, Rachel Lindsay is in his fucking head. In Chris Harrison said, she knows exactly what he's thinking about this entire thing. I agree with everything she says here, that there's no way he'll mention her fucking name, doing it for clicks, all the shit she was talking about, how he unfollowed her and hasn't talked to her since March 2020, which is that accurate? That was March 2020?
No, because he was still the host on Claire's, right?
Right. When did lockdown happen? That was 2020, wasn't it?
That was 2020.
Yeah, March 2020 is when Claire's season got postponed.
So maybe she means March 2021, because the interview was 20. God, was the interview at the beginning of this year? No, 2021.
No, we're in 2022.
Yeah, I knew that.
This is, what year is it with Bachelor Clues and Pace Case? It was March. I believe that interview was March 2021. This is something we could easily Google, and of course, we will not do it.
Rachel Lindsay, Chris Harrison. Yes. So this is, it has to be after Rachel Kirkconnell. So this is February 15th.
2021.
I guess 2021. Yeah, this is a 2021 article.
Okay. So it was only 2021. It wasn't 2020, as she said. That's the only thing she gets inaccurate here. I think everything else, she's 100% correct. He's not going to touch this with a 10-foot fucking pole. I believe he also is. I mean, we all know that he signed an NDA. That's how he got paid fucking $9 million by ABC to leave the show. Part of that deal, I'm 100% sure, was you can never say anything about any of the shit you know about our franchise until you die. So that is definitely the case. But what she's also saying, that he's probably going to talk about his feelings about it, how it affected his life, that kind of shit, I think we're definitely going to get. And, you know, like, who's the audience for that? Who wants to hear how he felt during all of that shit?
The people who agree with him and are like, the woke police have ruined everything, including my beloved Chris Harrison.
But is that like, I mean, look, that teaser was number 4 in all podcasts on iTunes, like across all genres. I think episode number one could be make him the number one show, at least for that week that that episode is out. And if that show, I don't know. I just don't know what to think about this because like,
yeah, maybe the first episode, but I cannot see it going better than that.
But I mean, like, what is the show? If it's him interviewing famous people, like a different celebrity every week, that could very easily stay in the top 10 podcasts. Those types of shows do well. Like Bill Maher has one that's like that, where he just gets high with other famous people and talks for an hour.
And he's in the top 10 podcast?
He's in the top 10, 20, yeah. So I don't know. But then if that is the format, who the fuck is going on that show? Who's talking to Chris Harrison?
That's what I mean. Like, I think it's like no one is touching it. So I really appreciate Rachel's breakdown of this, though, because obviously she spent a lot of time thinking about it. And I think that you're right. She's right on the money about what it will be. He is not going to say her name, because if he says her name, they're going to respond and then he's going to have to respond. And he doesn't want that dialogue to exist, especially if he didn't talk to her after saying, let's get dinner.
Yeah.
Thanks for publicly.
Bial's strategy is to constantly, you know, put his name in the mix with other people, with other names that are more relevant than mm-hmm. him contemporarily. I don't think Harrison is that way. I don't think that'll be his strategy. I think it'll be, I'm above that shit. I'm moving on. This is what I do now. That's behind me. Let's forget about that.
I also think it's super interesting where they're like, we've invited him on the show multiple times.
Yes.
And Van being like, come on. I don't know why he calls him Soup Kitchen, but that's funny.
And he also has that whole thing in there. He's like, what's his name again? Chris Harrison? Like, he knows exactly what the fucking guy's name is. He's so funny. Fuck you to him. Yeah, he's great.
But it's like, yeah, if you're not doing it for clicks, do that conversation on yours. I don't think he touches the RL name.
I agree.
Even the RL initials.
I don't think he says Matt James. I don't think he says Rachel Kirkconnell. No. I don't think he says Rachel Lindsay. There's a bunch of people in that era that I don't think he brings up. I think if he does any references to The Bachelor, it's always going to be Sean Lowe, Ben Higgins. It's going to be that golden era. Maybe he'll go back to, you know, earlier days like a Bob Guinea, a Trista Rain, people who are perceived as successful within the franchise. I think that he will take that credit.
Andrew Firestone. I think those are the types of people that are going to be on it. I think it'll be, you know, the good old days, his good old boys from the good old days.
I completely agree. But let's move on to our second clip. This one comes to us from Almost Famous with guest Aaron Clancy. This was from December 8th. In this clip, Clancy discusses the allegations that he was involved with two other women when he went on Paradise this year. Here we go.
And realistically, going into Paradise with a girlfriend, like, that is something that, like, is I want to say a rookie mistake because of like the people that do it, but this is my second time on the beach and the producers are my friends. Like they, like I told, going into Paradise, they call you, they're asking you who you've been dating. Are you single? Whatever. I listed out these people's names. They know exactly who these people are. I'm best friends with producers as well. Like they were aware of my dating history, and they know exactly who these people are in the timeline. So that's why it's like it's just not even realistic.
Got some good pieces of this clip. One, Clancy says going into Paradise dating somebody is a rookie mistake, and he ain't a rookie. This is his second time going through Paradise, so he cannot make that mistake. I love that he calls it a rookie mistake. And then he also lets us in on something that I think is another rookie mistake. Thinking any of the producers are your friends. Those people ain't your fucking friends, dude. They will cut your throat to watch you bleed.
And him saying, like, I gave their names to the producers so they can back me up. It's like, no, why would they? They have no reason to go support you at this point. You're not on the show.
That's a rookie mistake too. Giving the names of people that you've dated to the producers means they might fly that person to paradise or have them show up at a one-on-one date and they're the musical performer at a private concert.
They're the musical performer.
I'm talking about Chase Rice, of course. I mean, this was astounding to me that he was saying this, and I don't know how much of it's true. He might be saying this knowing that producers are listening, and so he's playing four-dimensional chess? Where it's like, I'll say that the producers are my friends here so that they will hear this and they will think that I think that's true. He might be playing some higher level of the game here that we're unaware of.
The producers are my friends too.
Yeah. I'm best friends with all producers. I tell them everything, all my personal details, and they keep this information secret.
I did not follow this whole storyline, but these two women have been coming forward and saying that he was their boyfriend when he went on.
Yeah, I didn't follow it that closely either. It just seemed like, to me, some off-season stuff people were trying to dust up. And look, all of these people are dating people before they go into paradise. That's how it works.
When you're hot. You're right. Always dating. Always be dating.
If you're an extremely attractive person, you're always going to be dating. No, but you come off one of the main games, especially, and you've got a little cachet, like you're not going to not go on dates because paradise is coming up. You just kind of keep things casual. They all do it. This isn't, I think, unless you're engaged to somebody or like whatever, involved in a super serious relationship before you go into paradise or the main game or any of it. It's like, yeah, I don't know. To me, this is not like there's no there, as they say.
I mean, there's a there if you are protected or not, Everyone does this, but some people get booted for it. Victoria P. booted for it.
But Clint, I mean, maybe that's what Clancy's talking about when he's like, I'm best friends with the producers. Maybe he's saying they edit me well. They like protect me. Maybe there's some hint of that in there.
I mean, I do think he is a little protected. I mean, I think he had one of the best edits this season.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And by him saying I was best friends with the producers and all that, it starts leading me down a path, which we talked about when we were doing the recaps, that like almost everything he was doing was scripted with Genevieve Parisi. That he was like, the producers and him were cooking up like, okay, take her in the jungle path. She's going to pack her bags and then you're going to fucking get an argument with her or whatever. Bring her back. Do the itching versus pain thing.
I don't know. She strikes me as so 4TRR. So I don't know about that, but
we may never know. But now let's move on to this next clip. Now we get into the juiciness of this digging deeper, you see, because we're going to listen to some clips from the Vial Files.
You may have noticed that Clues' tenor has changed as he's describing this clip.
I just get so happy when I know I'm about to hear the great one speak. And this first clip that we're going to hear from this episode with guest Susie Evans from December 14th is very good. In it, the great one shares an intimate story about meeting his hero, Ryan Reynolds, and he describes how that led to the creation of the now famous selfie of himself, Natalie Joy, and Johnny DeFilippo. You are not going to want to miss this clip. Here we go. If you want to hear that clip and our reaction to it, you're just going to go to patreon.com/gameofroses. You're going to get that clip. You're also going to get the back half of this episode, which is a landslide of clips from Serena Pitt talking to Bree Springs about her experience on Bachelor in Paradise. A lot of tea is spilled, which is strange coming from a person we traditionally consider a sauce player. Fascinating stuff. So you're just going to go to patreon.com/gameofroses to get access to the rest of this episode, the rest of all of our digging deepers that we've ever done. We're also starting to upload ad-free versions of our recaps on the Patreon, so you can get access to those. You're going to get access to our live shows that we do every Monday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time, and you're going to get access to our Discord, which allows you to upload your screams. And if you listen to This Week in Bachelor Nation, you know we play the best screams on that episode, and we break them down. Once again, for all of that, you're just going to go to patreon.com/gameofroses. We hope to see you in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit. Everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.